Let me share with you just a brief thought on Parshas Ekev. A beautiful, beautiful idea in the opening pasuk in the Parsha. So the Torah says, wrong Parsha, not Ekev. That is a beautiful thought also, but I'm going to tell you with Ray. Sorry, a little bit tired. So the Gemara says the following, Torah says the following. Re'ei anochi nosim lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. See that I have placed before you today, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Klal Yisrael, I have placed before you today, a bracha and a klala, a blessing and a curse. So the Kotzk, Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kotzk, makes a very interesting observation. He says, if you notice, there is a shift. Re'ei is singular, right? It's you, singular, see. Anochi, I, Moshe. Nosein lifneichem. I'm giving before you, plural, bracha uklala. So ask the Kotzker, why does the pasuk switch from singular re'ei to plural lifneichem? And the Kotzker gives a beautiful answer. The Kotzker says, because nosein lifneichem represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The truth is, the Ribono Shel Olam gave us all the same exact Torah. We have the same Torah, we have the same mitzvos, we have the same obligations. But what the Ribono Shel Olam asks of us is re'ei. I want each of you to see it in a different way. I want each of you to relate to it in a different way. Although we all have the same Torah and the same mitzvos, what the Ribono Shel Olam asks of us is to develop and to cultivate a unique relationship with Him. So we might do the same things in a behavioral fashion, but the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationships that we cultivate, are supposed to be dramatically different one to the other. And interestingly enough, you know, Rav Shem Shneifel Hirsch brings down in Choreif, he says, this is the meaning of the bracha of Avos. You see, we begin Shmona Esrei with the bracha of Avos. And again, the normal understanding or the regular understanding as to why we start with that bracha is because Schus Avos. That here Shmona Esrei is all about the fact that we're petitioning God for our requests. And I may not have the requisite merit to get God to give me my request, to ask God to fulfill my request, and therefore I draw on the merit of my ancestors. But Rav Hirsch says something so beautiful. Rav Hirsch says, if you look at the Avos, so the Avos were each individuals. They were so radically different. Avram Avinu was the Isha Chesed. Avram Avinu's life is all about Chesed, all about Achnasas Archim, all about doing for the other. Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura, spiritual austerity. Yaakov Avinu is Teferes, against splendor, which really represents the ability to be able to maintain fidelity and allegiance to God, even under the most adverse circumstances. They were called the Avos, we group them together, but they're three dramatically different people, three dramatically different personalities. Therefore, Rav Hirsch suggests that part of the reason we begin Shmona Esrei with the Bracha of Avos is the following idea. Listen to this. Because even though we're all going to say the same words in Shmona Esrei, and even though we're all going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the same exact things in Shmona Esrei, we each have to find our individual voice with the Ribono Shel Olam. We have to find our individual connection. We have to find that individual bond. And just as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, yes, shared certain common denominators, they were dramatically different personalities. And so even though we all exist within the same framework of Yiddishkeit, we all have to find our own unique path and our own unique connection. That, says the Kotzker, is what Moshe Rabbeinu is conveying to Klal Yisrael. Yes, Lifneichem, the Torah that's been given to all of you, ultimately is the same. Our job in life is singular re'eh. Our job in life is to see our unique opportunity to connect, to see the unique relationship that we could create, and to forge that unique, beautiful, and individual bond with the Ribono Shel Olam. All right.